The city of Fayetteville has 5 designated historic districts, but no preservation ordinances are on the books. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the Historic District Commission is circulating 2 petitions to gauge interest for a preservation code specifically for the Washington Willow Historic District.
The Washington Willow Historic District, east of downtown Fayetteville, features 19th century Victorian and Revival-style mansions, early 20th century craftsmen and bungalow-style homes, as well as modern 1950s ranch-style houses. In 1980, a large section of the neighborhood was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. After a derelict mansion on Lafayette was torn down several years ago to build a new contemporary structure and another home recently demolished, some district residents became concerned. Melissa Werner says her neighborhood is worth conserving.
The homes are very pretty. Some of them are grand, some of them are smaller, but they're all lovely and unique in their own ways.
Her 3,000-square-foot classical revival home, built in 1904, was recently renovated. Building permits are required for major construction, but no preservation permits are required for historic structures in Fayetteville.
I like the idea of protecting the district from demolishing buildings, and I know there's other neighborhoods in the country that happens to. People buy a lot, tear down the house, and build a nice big house that doesn't really sit within the neighborhood well. And I like preserving the history of the neighborhood, but at the same time, I want people to have some degree of freedom.
The Fayetteville Historic District Commission was created in 1979 to foster and encourage preservation of historic structures in the city. Late last year, a first set of historic preservation guidelines specifically for Washington Willow District were drawn up, with funding and support from city council, planners, and advice from district residents. Fayetteville Planning Director Andrew Garner says the 115-page Washington Willow Historic District Design Review Manual cost around $18,000 to produce and publish.
And it was probably a 6-month process. You know, we had a consultant come in that's kind of a national, renowned historic preservationist.
To come up with guidelines, property owners were surveyed, followed by neighborhood meetings with Thomason and Associates, preservation planners out of Nashville, Tennessee, and Fayetteville Historic District commissioners. The guidelines, however, serve as a preservation template, not a mandate, Garner says.
So if somebody is interested in rehabbing their property, their architect could look at that and follow that in order to make sure that the renovations are kind of true and match up with the character of the neighborhood.
Garner says even though Washington Willow Historic District is on the National Register, preservation rules are enforced only at the local level.
Ours is not a museum-quality neighborhood, Washington Willow. It's, you know, like Eureka Springs really does have some, their neighborhoods are really intact and some really fantastic examples of the architecture. Washington Willow is a bit more eclectic. You know, there, some homes are preserved really, really well and some aren't. And then there's mix of chain link fence and all these different types of things. So our guidelines speak to that, but procedurally it's the same process that if you do want to go through and renovate your house, you would have to get a certificate of appropriateness.
2 petition signing events, one held November 23rd and a second to be held December 7th. Hosted by Fayetteville Historic District Commission at Washington County Historical Society Headquarters House on East Dixon, are being arranged to gauge interest in enacting a preservation code based on the design guidelines.
We have had a great flow of neighbors coming through today. So far, we're very pleased. We need to hear from a lot more people.
Commissioner Katie Mihalovich and her family live in the district just outside the National Register boundary.
There are no regulations in place to protect structures within the neighborhood, within the historic boundary. So this would add just one more layer to the building permitting process, where if someone was going to be doing any work on their property that is visible from the right-of-way that falls under the mandatory guidelines listed, then we would want that project to be presented to the Historic District Commission for design review and approval.
Mihaljevic says district property owners, both inside and just outside the boundary, are being asked to sign two separate petitions. Over 200 individual properties are contained within the National Register Historic District, she says.
So we certainly have most of the homes along North Washington, most of the homes along North Willow, most of the homes along East Dixon and East Sutton Street, as well as about half of East Maple Street.
Numerous valuable historic structures surround the Washington Willow Historic District as well.
We want to cultivate a sense of place and promote the use of historic architecture and the built environment for education, enjoyment, and well-being of the residents and for visitors, and to encourage preservation of our historic integrity in land use and in development planning.
If enacted, a preservation code will require HDC review of any demolition, new construction, new windows, retaining walls, siding, and more. Paint colors, lighting, roofing, fencing, garages, awnings, and chimneys, however, fall under advisory guidelines. Historic District Commissioner Jason Smith, who lives in the Washington Willow District, has been pressing for a preservation code for several years now.
Yeah, just hoping we have support and that the neighborhood, you know, thinks it's something that would help keep that for future generations.
The petitions will be available to the public for signing at Washington County Historical Society Headquarters House. Petition initiative results will be presented to the December 12th meeting of the Fayetteville Historic District Commission. If over 50% of district property owners sign on, the petitions will be forwarded to City Council for consideration, likely early next year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can find a link to the Washington Willow Historic District Design Review Manual on OzarksAtLarge.com. And this reminder, you can find past editions of our shows, plus individual stories and interviews at OzarksAtLarge.com.